Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Back with our good friend, Kathy Perry. We're talking about Facebook this segment. Kathy, thanks again for being here. KathyPerry.com. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out and let Kathy help you with your online strategy, especially your social media strategy, your local search strategy, your SEO, all that stuff. She's the best. Kathy, Facebook is in our face again, aren't they?
Well, they're always making changes.
They're in our face. Say, admit it.
They are. And you know what? They want to be in our face even more. So they are offering brands the ability to target a whole household now. So they're kind of trying to take those TV ad dollars that big brands are spending and saying, hey, we're going to let you target the whole household. We know everyone who lives in that household.
Right.
And you can
send
them
in
all
your face.
That's
translation, folks. We're in your face.
Absolutely.
We're all up in your business.
Yeah. So not only targeting the family or the parents, but you can target the whole, you know, all the kids. Like Disneyland World, that's a perfect example of them wanting to target the whole family. They want to get that whole family to want to go on that vacation.
This is getting out of hand, Kathy. Isn't it?
Well, we know it is. Yes, it is.
Have you been keeping up with the Amazon Echo?
They're
listening to everything in your
everything.
House.
Everything. Yes,
they catch everything in your house, folks.
I can't believe
how
using
can you
those.
Stand that kind of creepiness?
Yeah, that is creepy. You know, they're going, well, you can just ask it questions. Well, the problem is they're paying attention to everything you do.
This is just this is 1984.
Yes, I know.
It's unbelievable what these people, what these companies are doing. And Kathy, this is elementary compared to what they're going to. I mean, this is 101. This is like we're in the beta testing era of all this.
This is training people to be monitored.
This is beta testing is all it is.
Yes. So advertisers are going to be able to drill down and see their campaign results by household income and what the family household looks like, roommate households, and they're targeting where 18 to 25-year-olds live as well.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, the Facebook's trying to serve up whatever the brand wants and however they can appease them because they want that money.
Mm-hmm.
They want
Aren't they also sticking new ads in the timelines than they were before? Didn't I see something on that? Isn't that new?
Yes. And not only that, they keep coming up with other things like instant articles and, you know, the audience network and you name it. There's all kinds of different ad categories. So you used to have a lot more choices as to where you wanted your ads to show up. So I could say, well, I don't want them to be on the right hand side column. But now you don't even have that choice. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to be on Facebook and you can't even choose if you want mobile versus desktop.
And now they've got 2 billion users.
Yes. Yes.
So you think they don't feel like they've got a global mandate?
They do have
and
a
do
global
you think,
mandate.
And here's the thing. Here, this is what I mean about the beta testing, Kathy. Do you think Facebook's going to let Amazon get away with all this mayhem they're causing and not profit from it?
No, they're definitely.
You think Google's going to let either one of those other two get away with it?
No, those are the three. Isn't it interesting to watch how all three
it
of them?
It scares the heck out of me.
Oh my goodness!
So who was warning Kathy? Who was the first to start warning people about this?
You were, Jim. You were
9 years ago.
Yes.
The social media heretic. I warned you about this, folks. I told you it was coming.
Yep. It is coming.
And it's come to pass.
The only thing is, what I try to do is help the small business take advantage of what they can to grow their business.
To pull the good parts out.
Yes.
And avoid the creepiness, right?
Yes.
That can be done, folks, but you have to have somebody like Kathy to help you. I promise you, it's not worth it trying to do it on your own. Get somebody like Kathy to help you. KathyPerry.com is the website. Hey, KP, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.